Hi, and welcome to the Tough Fish Show. I'm your host, Jen Milius, and I'm so glad that you're here. And before we get into the show, I've got a new resource for you if you're ready to take those next steps of visibility and sharing. The Author Stylist Guide is my new book that is your toolbox for the steps to make the most of speaking engagements, book signings, and podcast interviews when they arise, so you grow your readership and create a buzz about your work and message. And there are book bonuses too. Visit jennifermilius.com/books to get your copy of the book and sign up for the bonuses. And now let me introduce to you Jeff Heggie. Jeff Heggie is a seasoned entrepreneur, author, and success coach dedicated to helping individuals achieve their dreams. Specializing in mastering the mental game, he empowers athletes to reach their full potential and guides athletes and entrepreneurs to 10x goals by cultivating the right mindset. With over 2 decades of entrepreneurial experience in coaching, Jeff breaks through mental and physical barriers to drive success. As a former professional rodeo cowboy and basketball coach with a deep appreciation for family and sports, he emphasizes the crucial role of mindset in achieving greatness. Jeff and his wife, Tamara, now call Arizona home, where they continue to inspire others to elevate their performance and with confidence. Let's dive into the pond and meet Jeff. Welcome to the Tough Fish Show. I am so excited to bring to you Jeff Heggie. Jeff, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity. I'm excited to have this conversation.
I'm excited too, and I would love for you to start with how did you get into writing? Because I know your first passion in that way would have been as a business owner. So how did you get into writing?
You know what? It was the right opportunity at the right time because I've always looked at, like a lot of people, I've always wanted to write that book. I've always wanted to be that author. And as you know, it's a lot bigger job than you anticipate, but I hadn't really taken the steps. I had had outlines, I had done things, but I really hadn't pushed forward. And in fact, I work with a lot of clients that I talk to them about being the authority in their market. And I'm always telling them, you know what? Author, authority, it's tied together. You've got to have that book. You've got to have that product that you can share because it gives you that next level of authority in what you're doing. And so I've encouraged a lot of people, and many of them have, and it's been really cool to see that happen. But what happened was I run a program called the Confident Athlete Program with my partner in the program. Her name's Tammy Matheny. She's from South Carolina, and she's written a number of books. And she approached me one day, and she has a book called Challenger Deep, and it's a book about different stories, uplifting stories, and motivational stories, and whatnot. And she says, I want to write the next version, but on the athletic side. I want to share a book of athletic stories of athletes overcoming adversity and stuff. And I want to ask you to do it with me. And that was kind of the push to say, okay, yeah, I'm definitely 100% interested. And excuse me, that's where that journey of writing this book started, was do it in conjunction with her, which was great because it added another level of accountability to make sure that I was going through the process, writing the things that I needed to. So it was really good. And in fact, last night I was out walking my dog, and by the time I got back, I had the whole outline for my next book. I'm loving it.
Oh, I love hearing that. That is awesome. That is awesome. And so what I love is that, to your point, you were encouraging others to, your clients saying, hey, you are the authority. You are the author in this, but you're the authority in your field, in your area. But you were also modeling for them what you're coaching them through too. So I love that you also have a book that you were doing this. And by co-authoring, I've co-authored a book too, where you had us on your show. And I'm curious, like, what was that process like for you being a co-author? And yes, the accountability, but getting your voices clear, understanding like what was going in the book, what wasn't going to go in the book, how you'd structure the book, those kinds of things.
Yeah, it was good. Fortunately, we've done a lot of work together, a lot of coaching and different things through our programs. And so we know each other really well and understood each other. But it was, the start was, okay, let's start brainstorming. And we wanted to come up with 30 really good stories to base the whole book around. And we just started listing what we wanted to talk about. And once we had this huge list, we started going through it and breaking it down and which ones were we more passionate about. I mean, we've got stories of friends of mine that are professional rodeo cowboys and stuff. She would have never brought that into the mix because that's my world. And so it was really good because she's got ties to different book stories and people that she brought in. I've got the same. And so it was really good collaboration. And then we just started splitting it up and saying, okay, here's what it's going to look like. And we would meet once a week and go through it and talk about what we had. And we would bring in other people to read and edit and stuff that was really good. But it was just a really good collaboration between the two of us. And she's someone that, since I've known her, she's someone that I enjoy learning from and has always been someone that I really enjoy working with. So it was a really good experience for me. Her name's Tammy Matheny. So I don't know if I had mentioned that.
That's cool. That's cool. So how, if we have a listener, let's just say that they perhaps are going to collaborate with someone else, or maybe they're in the process of co-authoring a book and trying to figure out how to make that a little smoother or things to think about so that they, you know, it's one thing to write the book together, but then when you're going through, we're going to copyright it, or we're going to who do we publish it? If we do, how do we handle the finances to get the book done or the royalties coming in? What would you advise someone if they are considering co-authoring? Were there some questions that you worked through that would help somebody else?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I think the number one thing, it's like any business. You've got to work with someone you enjoy, work with someone you trust, and works with someone that you can get through the hard times with. And I think there's a lot of benefits to the co-authoring because not only were there times that one of us was stuck and the other one could kind of help out in different things, but it's also, you know, you look at the finished product, look at the marketing side of it. It's at least twice as many people that you have the opportunity to market to, you know, whether it's email lists or associates or whatever it might be. By having both of us, it opens up a brand new world to who can see this book because it's just a lot bigger audience than just one of us. But if I was looking at doing it, it would just be, you know, really outlining everything as much as possible. And like I said, you know, us having a weekly meeting every Tuesday morning just to go through it really helped us to talk through things. And you know, there was weeks it's like, okay, I got nothing done all week. And she's like, hey, well, we've got to hit this deadline. And so it encouraged me to keep going. And it was just a really good process.
You know that now that you mention it, so when my co-author and I would figure out our process, there were times in it we would call it homework. So my homework to him was to get whatever chapter I was supposed to write, and his was to me. And then we would write into the other one's chapter. So like I would get whatever chapter started, and he would read it and say, could he offer anything else? Or did he catch something that was an error or what have you? Or did he go, I read it. I don't think we need to say anything else. We're good, kind of thing. You know, so we would do that with
Yeah.
each other, and that really helped. And calling it homework kind of felt fun because, you know, it just kind of felt like, okay, it felt more bite-sized. It didn't feel like you have to have the whole book done. You just have to have this part done. And this part was your
Right.
homework, not a full exam, just homework. So it made it feel
Exactly.
bite-sized, you know?
The feedback that you're talking about there too. So we did our original draft in Google Docs, and so it gave us an opportunity to leave comments and ideas and stuff throughout it. And there's some, it's like I finished one and she's like, you know what, go through this again and reread it. And I had thought, you know what, this one when I got done was pretty good. And then after I had left it for a month or so and read her comment to go read it, I was like, wow, that needs work. And so it was really good to have that extra voice to help out with those things.
Absolutely. And you could probably tell, like, the first couple chapters that you wrote, if you wrote them out of order, where you could see the first couple of chapters really needed more work after you got through the end. And, you know, you're going back through and you're like, oh, although I wrote chapter 10 first, I can tell. I mean, although it's like midway through the book,
Right.
I can tell that it was the first chapter versus the 10th chapter by my writing style. So I totally
Yeah,
get that.
absolutely.
So I have a question for you about thinking about a book, because So many writers, they're creatives, they own that hat, they own that space really well. Even when they feel challenged with getting the content on the page, they still feel like, the craft challenges are one thing. But a book, once you sell that, you become a business or a person. You are, a sole proprietor because you've made money. At least you're a sole proprietor. And it's a whole nother way to look at what you're doing. And you take on additional roles, but this probably sounds sacrilegious coming from an editor and somebody who works specifically with authors and being an author as seeing a book as, like a business card, a form of a business card. But that is how I see them. And I am curious how you view your book, especially this book. How do you see it? How are you planning to use it?
Well, there's actually a lot of ways. And before I get into that, let me just take a step back to something you said about that being a business card, because I 100% am on the same page as you. And if you know the name Dan Kennedy, one of the most brilliant marketers ever, best copywriters around, I've heard him tell a story where he did exactly that. He carried his books around as his business cards, and he talked about being on a plane one time, talking with the guy next to him, and the guy, "Well, now what is it that you do?" And rather than going into a long story, he gave him a bit of a brief summary of what he does and reached up in his carry-on luggage, pulled out his book and gave it to him. Long story short, within the next few months, he had a very high 5-6 figure contract with that guy's company to do some work with him. And he had basically used that book as a business card, and as that guy read the book, he's like, "We need this guy." And so it's a great resource. For myself, there's a lot of things with this, because our book, it's called Challenger Deep: Athletes Rising Above Adversity. Challenger Deep is the lowest part in the ocean. It's the lowest part on earth. You can't get any lower. And so that's where the whole metaphor comes, is, there's nowhere but up from there. And so we wrote this book to have some inspirational stories. It is focused on athletics, but they're the same stories that it doesn't matter if you're an athlete or not. These are stories that can inspire you and help you. And our hope is that the people that read it can use it as motivation, because we're all going to face adversity, but it's how we choose to respond to that adversity is who we're going to become. And so we hope that this will be a tool that people can use and reflect on these stories, because stories are also a great way to remember things. And so by putting these stories out there, when people face their adversity, we're hoping that they'll reflect on these stories and it'll help them push through their tough times and be able to rise above them. And so we do use it with our athletes. We use it with other people as well. But that's kind of the whole idea, is using it as a motivating factor to help people rise above their adversity. And you know what? It's what we've done in it is, with every story, we finish it with, "Here's some things to consider for yourself from what you can learn from this story. Here's some things how you can implement it, and here's how you can take it to the next step." And we're hoping in some of those are, okay, the next step, if you're an athlete, come join the Confident Athlete program, because this is how we're going to help you create a powerful mindset. But some of it's just taking them to other tools or resources that we share. And that's what the whole idea is to give people those tools and resources to help themselves, but also give them an introduction to us. And we've got other people that are involved in it that we're using their tools and resources. So just trying to make the right connections for people.
Well, and the way I am hearing this book being used, it sounds funny to say used, but when you're giving that book out, like to your point, you have the book with you and you hand it to someone and you didn't charge for the book. Essentially, you're treating it like in the online space, a lead magnet. You're giving them a chance to get to know, like, and trust you, and then decide if they want to take the next step. It's a way for them to find out more from you, but you've given them a lot of information and you're not trying to solve everything, but you've solved something. So I hear the book as one way to be able to do that, but I also hear it as a way to your point about letting them get to know your style. They hear your voice, they want to learn more from that person because, again, you're going back to that whole, an authority. I have authored this. I'm authority on this topic. And I want to help you get to where you want to be. So I hear you utilizing the book in those ways. So when you are, as you're getting out there and getting this book in front of more and more people, would speaking engagements be in your bailiwick? Would you be using speaking engagements in conjunction with the book?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I've got a few lined up right now. And actually, Tammy and I had actually just on the day of our launch, one of the things we do in the Confident Athlete program is every month we have a live group coaching call with all the athletes in that program. But on the day of our launch, we opened it up and anyone could join the call. And so we had a lot of people on that call that weren't even in our program, but it gave us the opportunity to talk about some of the philosophies and the tools that we've created in this book and how people can take action on them. And so one, it was obviously an opportunity for us to introduce the book to the people, but it was also an opportunity for them to be introduced to our Confident Athlete program as well. I've got a upcoming event in Arizona. It's a live event with a couple thousand people that are going to be there, and it's called the Hope Summit. And it's going to be an opportunity to share a similar message. And then I've got another one coming up with, it's actually parent athletic group in Illinois that'll be virtual. And so there's a lot of different ways that this book's given me opportunities to get in front of more people, speak about it. And it's like we said at the beginning, as soon as you have a book, you're the authority. People, oh, they must know what they're talking about. They wrote the book on. In fact, when the lady that asked me about the Hope Summit, she called me and was talking to me about it. And she's like, I've heard you speak before. And the whole idea of this summit is, facing adversity and challenges and overcoming adversity. And she's like, is that something you could share a message on? And I actually said to her, I wrote the book on it.
I love that. And you're thinking, no, literally, I have a book with
Yeah.
that name in it. That is awesome.
I said within a couple of weeks I'll be able to show you that I did write the book on this.
But what I'm hearing you talk about too is the fact that, the book can you can use the book in a couple of different ways. You can use it as a, it's part of the fee to, like, if you are attending, it could be the you've negotiated it with the host to say, and I will provide X many books for your attendees. And you've negotiated that cost so that everyone gets a book. It's part of their ticket and you have distributed the book. That's one way. Another way is that that book is available afterwards, meaning like maybe you have a table and you're signing. So it's not a something that was a part of the ticket, but it's still available for an opportunity afterwards. And what you also said, which I think was really important, because sometimes I think authors can be a little stuck when they think about, okay, well, if I'm supposed to talk about something I've written, how do I talk about this without giving away what's in the book? How do I talk about the thing without giving away the details? And I like what you were talking about with like the philosophy of it or how some of the things would come together. You talked about the bigger picture. So the book became a you want a little bit more. And then if you want even a little bit more, you can go to one of the programs or what
Yeah.
have you. So I really like how you talked about that. Do you have any suggestions for a writer who might be a little stuck trying to come up with their bigger way of talking about the book without the content?
You know what? I wouldn't be afraid of that. I wouldn't be afraid about talking about the content because if it's good content, if you've got a good message and you've got a good product to share, you can talk about it and they still want it. I've bought books after I've been in an event and I get to chapters that I could almost recite because I heard the exact message and it's okay. I mean, if I'm at the gym and I'm listening to an audiobook and it's something that I really liked, I go buy the hardcover. I want it, it doesn't I don't say, oh, I heard the message, I'm done with it, because for myself I want to be able to market and write in the book and, be able to refer back to it. But I think it's if you've got that message, and it's even, going to the whole fact of giving them away. If you give one away, if you've got the right message and it's a good book, it doesn't end there. Given it, I don't know the stats on it, but everyone you give away should result in multiple sales down the line. And so I really think being able, if you look at anyone, Ed Milette in the last year released a new book and he had a big event around it. And when he spoke, his whole message was a big part of what was written in the book. It was still an incredible book to read. Just because I heard his message, I didn't say, oh, I don't need the book. I've heard everything. So I think by sharing the powerful messages out of it, that just gets people to want the book more.
Absolutely. And even if they say, I've heard that, and they might leapfrog over into whatever your next thing is, whether it's a program or maybe it's one-on-one or another service or what have you, or they say, no, I want more books from you. It's done the job for you. And something that I'm also picking up on what you're saying, how I'm interpreting it at least, is basically I talk about in my world in the context of planting seeds and detaching from the outcome. When you are out there and talking about your message, when you're talking about the book, because if you think about it, you're really talking about that message versus the book by itself. That message is the power behind the book or books. And to me, when you give the book away with the intent of, hey, I think this is truly going to be something of interest to you, or you said you would be interested and it feels right for you to do so. Do that with a whole heart and then detach from the outcome. And to your point, maybe there are subsequent sales. Maybe they share that book with somebody else and it connects you with an opportunity that might never have happened if you hadn't just said, this feels like the right thing to do. And even if it doesn't pan out, you have no idea where it will go. You have no idea. And just
Exactly.
staying open to that, what are your thoughts?
I 100% agree with you. And I think it's just having that abundance mentality. Even so, every story in this book is followed up with the resources. Some of them are, after this story, the most applicable resource is go check out this other book of Tammy's, go check out This Is Good, or go check out Jeff's Mindset Journal, whatever it might be. But every story has some really powerful resources, which one way to look at it is, okay, you want those resources, come buy the book and you're going to see all these. Well, our thought of it is, even if you don't have the book, go to confidentathleteprogram.com/challengerdeep. Every resource is there. You've got access to it. And our hope is on that page as well, if you don't have the book, there's a link. Click on it and you can get the book. But if not, there's the resources because there's some powerful resources for you to use.
That's how I feel too. I have to tell you, Jeff, it's like kindred spirit here because when I released my book just recently and I put together book bonuses that I was like super excited about. And I remember, sitting in an entrepreneur group and we were chatting about it and someone asked me, well, are you concerned, if people who didn't purchase the book sign up for it? And I said, no, because there's nothing in there that I've copywritten the work, but okay. But I'm looking at it like it's good material and I really believe in it. And I think that if it was that appealing, then the book will be appealing. Somehow you thought it was appropriate for your world to have that. So I don't know where it will go, but so no, I'm good with it. It's fine. So I'm so glad to hear you say that. That's so cool.
Well, and I think, you look at some of the very successful entrepreneurs, and going back to what you were talking about, the book is a tool for your business. It's a tool to help you build everything you're doing. That's why so many, you'll see the, here, come get this book for free. You just pay shipping and handling. And, you pay, in fact, Darren Hardy, who wrote The Entrepreneur Roller Coaster years ago, is doing a free book promotion right now. Where you get the entrepreneur roller coaster for free, you pay $9.95 shipping or something like that, and then you get these free programs to go along with it. Why is he doing that? To bring new people into his orbit, get new people on his email list so that when he does release his next book, his email list is twice as big because he's added so many people there.
And he's attracting the right people too. And if they, sign up and
Yes.
then unsubscribe, don't worry about that because maybe you were a part of the journey for a little bit, But the right people will stay in the journey, and that's okay. You want the right people. So it's okay to have that list grow, but to see, who unsubscribes, who stays, what have you.
Yeah, and you know what? You want to. You're exactly right. The people, I mean, I've had so many clients that get so stressed out about people unsubscribing. And I'm like, that's a good thing. They weren't your ideal client. It's not a popularity contest. And so I think that's a very good point that you made there.
But I think that to your point, that when you're putting something out that you are really excited about, that you're passionate about, and you do want to get more people there, the other side to it is too that it can be disheartening if you don't see your email community grow, or you don't see sales or what have you. You don't see basically a form of a conversion happen because so this is launched, whether it's your new lead magnet, like maybe you've offered some chapters or like bonus material or what have you to your book, or you thought you were going to do better in whatever your thing was and it didn't. How would you suggest to the author, to the business owner who is sitting there going, things aren't happening the way I would like, and I'm feeling like I'm hitting the bottom of where I am and I'm getting really frustrated. How would you suggest that they overcome that challenge?
Read my book. Sorry, I had to. You know what? It's with anything that we're working with, we have that adversity that we're going to face because it is hard when you put your heart and soul into it and it doesn't hit the expectations that you have. But you know, it's how you're looking at it. It's it even just looking at. Is do you have a growth or a fixed mindset about it? You know, what are you learning from that? And maybe there's something that you've just missed. Maybe there's something that you need to change. And, you know, going back to what I was just talking about, Darren Hardy and the Entrepreneur Roller Coaster, that book was years ago. And all of a sudden it's blowing up again because he's putting all this promotion into it. Well, maybe in your mind it was a flop. Take another look at it and say, okay, what do I need to do to create a new promotion, new excitement around this? And am I looking at the wrong audience? Am I just sharing the wrong message to get people interested? It's just not giving up. It's saying, you know what? I've got big dreams for this. I know I've got a message that needs to get in front of the right audience. And just because it's not hitting that right from the beginning, like you'd hope, don't quit. Don't quit because it just needs the right momentum to get going and it'll get there.
I love that. That is so true. And it also makes me think about where you shared earlier about how you wrote this one chapter that you thought was really great, that you thought was pretty good. And then you took some time away and somebody else gave you feedback, and it was neutral feedback in the sense if it wasn't meant to be like good or bad, it was just here's some feedback. And it helped you to reevaluate, kind of experiment a little bit, saying, oh, okay, well, what else do I need to do? But you did the very things that you're saying. And so, whether or not that person that's listening is in the process of writing their book, and they feel stuck with that murky middle area, or maybe they have hit publish and things didn't go the way they thought, or maybe they feel like they've plateaued in one area and they want to move to that next level and aren't sure how. Everything you just said really can help anyone in one of those areas because it is about continuing and giving yourself that grace, but reevaluating too and not giving up.
It's so easy to stop. It's so easy to quit and throw in the towel. And I put all that work in and it just didn't work out. But it's just like I said earlier, we're all going to face that adversity. It's how we choose we respond to it that'll determine who we become. And so if we decide that I'm going to choose the response that is going to take this to the next level, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It's like any failure you go through. Failure isn't fun, but they can take you to the next level. And so when you look back on it, I promise you, you'll be glad that you kept going.
Absolutely. Jeff, this has been awesome. Where can people connect with you? Where can they get this book?
Absolutely. Again, thank you again. The book is Challenger Deep: Athletes Rising Above Adversity. It is on Amazon, or you can go to confidentathleteprogram.com/challengerdeep. My website is jeffhagey.com, and probably where I'm most active is on Instagram, which is Jeff Hagey Coaching.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jeff. This has been a blast.